Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the AHA Moments Radio Show for the inspiration, education, and celebration of enlightened living worldwide. I'm Mari, and I am very excited to be here today. There has been so much going on, and I wanted to come on and just give you some advice and some counsel and just a strong shoulder because it's been a pretty wacky time. If you are particularly energetically sensitive, if you were attracted to this show, then you're one of those empaths that's been maybe getting hit with a lot. And there are some, behind all the chaos is a lot of really good stuff coming in. So I wanted to give you a heads up about all of that and just help you to sort of sort out what's been going on. So we've had solar eclipses this week at the time of this recording. Last week now, and just because the eclipse finishes doesn't mean the energy finishes all that fast. And we had, because it was the second eclipse of the season, obviously the really big one that the entire world got involved in. And then, of course, we are at this time of this recording in Mercury in retrograde. So when you stack on eclipse season and Mercury in retrograde, and you happen to be a sensitive, and we're going through a big, huge transit of things energetically, it can be really overwhelming. So I wanted to take some time, and I appreciate you taking time out of your day, to just take a second and take a breath and balance your nervous system a little bit, and a deep breath, and just let's get some clarity around this so that you can kind of step forward with power and a sense of empowerment and put aside the fears that things are just, you can't quite figure things out. If you've been feeling discontent, disconnected, confused, anxious, worried, and all those types of heavy emotions or mental states, but yet strangely optimistic, like you kind of feel like this is really crazy. You can't quite articulate everything that's going on or everything that you're feeling, but it feels like everything in the kitchen is unplugged. So you'd like to make some toast, but you've got to make the toast and the toaster doesn't work, so you move over to the waffle iron, that doesn't work either. You open the refrigerator and that's off. Everything's unplugged. And you're used to your morning routine with those appliances going without a hitch because, hey, they're always plugged in. And you can kind of intuitively know that they're fine because you hear that hum of the refrigerator. You can kind of feel that the power is on in the house, so you're not worried about whether those appliances are going to work or not. Well, similarly, there are times in our energetic world, in our physical walkabout on the planet, so our 3D, I'm always talking about 5D and 3D, there are times when we are being upgraded. There are times when the earth is being upgraded. There's times when the earth is purging. There's times when we're purging. And so it's an ebb and a flow, just like we have tides, just like we have, the ocean goes in and it goes out. We have highs and lows. Everything balances. That's how nature is, right? So we have darkness, we have light. So with that, you will have times in your world where you personally will be going through ebbs and flows where you feel disconnected, and that's because you're being disconnected from your old parallel reality, your old life, and being plugged into a new power source for your new life. And if you've been doing any sort of manifesting activities and setting any kind of intentions, which I think everybody is, if you're listening to this show, you probably are, or at least curious about it, and or very knee deep into your manifesting and wondering what's going on. And so if you're involved in any of that, then you'll find that things feel like they're going in the opposite direction of what you're asking for. And that's because as soon as you start to ask for something bigger than where you're at or more than what you already have, whatever is not a match, whatever is not a fit within you or your world, your vibration, will drop away. That's the very first thing to manifesting that happens is things disappear. Relationships stop. Jobs are lost sometimes. Things fall away that are no longer productive for where you want to be. Now, that can happen on a personal level, but in this case, this is one of the reasons why I wanted to do a special show on it, that's happening for the entire planet. So we have a huge dropping away, and you see that in government systems. You see that in various countries that are warring. You see that in the medical system. You see that in the politics. You see that in the school systems. You're seeing different cultures really kind of turning in different ways. And so we have, we can go down any of these life categories, and everything feels like it's different. The winds of change are blowing, and something is brewing. And when you have these eclipses and these retrogrades, it's a time to counterbalance the numbed out sprawl of life that we have, where we're just running and doing and, you know, tackling the 3D walkabout. There's times when we need to plug back in. And those who are fluent in the language of their higher self, that are fluent in their 5D abilities, they know that you get to choose which parallel you're in and plug into whatever the power pack is for that parallel. Most people don't know how to do that unless they've been trained. So it's being done for you. Because you can't not be plugged into 5D frequency, otherwise you would not be animated and you'd not be walking around the planet, right? You'd be like this body car, but no animation. So the animating factor of your life is your 5D frequency. That's your spirit, that's your energy. If you don't have that, then you're just a heap of meat and bones waiting to be animated. And so what we're having now is an upgrade. And it's sometimes you have to upgrade the cell phone, sometimes you have to upgrade the towers and the grid. So we've just had a massive grid upgrade, and with that comes a big dropping away of old paradigms, frequencies, etc. Also, you will find that if you are a leader, which I happen to specialize in working with leaders, I look for them, I search you guys out, because that's who I want to work with, people who feel like they have a mission, that they're here to work with others in some capacity or animals or whatever it is, but take on a leadership role, maybe do something that's never been done before. And if you are in that kind of position, or you're yearning to do that, or you're planning to do that, then it's very important that you understand how frequency works and the ebbs and flows of how energy works, and so that you know when to put your feet down and when to pull your feet up. So you know when to push through things and when to sit and lay low and wait for the storm to pass. This eclipse was a time to wait for the storm to pass. I had put a post up on Facebook that do not go and sit out underneath that eclipse with those glasses and stare up at that energy if you're energetically sensitive, because it was such intense energy. It's like going out and sitting in a hailstorm with a tornado, a hurricane, an earthquake, and a meteor shower all at the same time, and then turn the lights out. It was really, really, really intense. And we could hear so much. I could hear the vibrations and things shifting. Those of us who are super sensitive could feel and hear all of that. And then there's, the aftermath. It's kind of like after a major storm, the power goes out. We have to wait for the power to come back on. We're in retrograde. So if you've been feeling like your power is out and that you've been waiting for it to come back on, I'm going to talk about some things you can do for that, because that's a real thing. From a 5D perspective, that's a very real thing. And that is not a bad thing. It's an indicator. It's an indicator of an upgrade that, there's parts of the earth that purge old energy. When you see fires, when you see major storms, that's purging energy, that's earth releasing energy. And then there's parts where the earth is receiving. And so there's times where there's you know, that mystical feeling that there's these vortices that are on the earth that receive energy for the earth, new energy. And so there's this ebb and flow and upgrades, and there's, you know, there's all sorts of things going on way bigger than, you know, a 30-minute podcast. But I want you to be aware of this, especially if you're an energetically sensitive leader, because when you are trying to help other people or put together systems or companies or whatever it is that you're doing, you know, just being a great parent, you know, whatever that is, it's a good idea to know what's going on from the 5D perspective so that you're not making unnecessary conclusions from a 3D, you know, analytical mind, and you're not making a whole lot of extra work for yourself, doing all, you know, reacting to everything that seems like it's gone wrong and you can't control. It's the time where you have to stop, take a deep breath, and take a beat, and very much take care of your nervous system. What I mean by that is drink your chamomile tea. I happen to have chamomile lavender tea sitting here right now. Take your hot salt bath. You know, there's some clearing and things that I'll talk about in a minute, because when we get into the what to do about all of this. But here's the other big missing piece. Okay, so that's the collective, you know, the earth, and then we have the collective. So that's kind of crazy. The collective being all the people walking the earth, and everybody's all different levels and all different priorities and all different belief systems. So, but when it came to that solar eclipse, everybody's attention was on it. And that makes a huge difference when everybody's attention is on one thing, right? And whatever they're feeling about it. So the nice thing was that many, many people were in awe of that. And it is an awe-striking thing. You know, it's pretty stunning to see. The indigenous societies, the Native Americans, the Africans, the Latinos, you know, the indigenous societies, they were not so happy about the eclipse because they know what can happen. But everybody got through it just fine. We're in modern times now, which is great. And not to be done for a little bit, you know, for a while, many decades. And so we go forward. However, here's the other thing that happened. You always have a team of guides that are working with you. And the most important one being your own higher self. So that's just the part of you that's still, that is not in the body car, if you will. And I have a training on my site. You can go to theahaway.com, and it explains all of this, your 5D toolkit. There's a free 25-minute masterclass on the 5D toolkit and getting your messages and what have you, and you can listen to that, watch that, and you'll learn all about the 5D toolkit. So I won't go too far into that here. But what I will say is that you have a set, your own higher self is the first thing that's always with you. That never changes, that never, you know, goes away or any of that. So that's intact because that's just the rest of you. You have your big giant ball of energy. A symbol portion of your total self gets in your body car, in your body, to animate your body. That's the frequency. And then the rest of you stays outside to be the navigation system, right? So that's your higher self, okay? Now, that's all connected to source energy, the God of your understanding, and the infinite field, et cetera, et cetera. I explained that in the training, so you can go listen to that there. Now, in addition to your higher self, your higher self is sending you at least 100 messages a day. It's weighing in on everything, where you're going to eat, where you're going to go, just like you weigh in on what's going to happen to your car, right? You get in your physical car, and you pay attention if it needs oil or if it needs insurance or if it needs gas or it needs to get vacuumed or washed or the windows need to be cleaned or you need to, you know, add a cup holder or a cell phone holder, or you want new covers, or you just want a new car, you want the heated seats, whatever. just like you make all those decisions for your car, your higher self pays attention to you being in the body car, right? So it is weighing in on pretty much everything. And that's why you get hunches about, oh, and maybe I should do this, or desires or inspirations. That all comes from your higher self. So it's never disconnected. It's never off. It's there with you when you're sleeping. It's there when you're awake, because it is you, right? It's just like sign you swim. It is you. You're not separate. You're not separating no matter what. Okay, so the better you can communicate with that higher self, and the better you can interpret the messages that it's sending, and knowing how to perceive when it's sending you a message, and how to send it messages, and how to interpret what you're getting, and how it uses your environment and signs and symbols and synchronicities to support you along your way, to help prove things out to you, to help reinforce things, to help inspire you, to help warm you, and all that kind of stuff. When you are fluent in that language, that's a game changer, right? Nobody comes in fluent. It's something that you have to be taught and remembered. Now, in addition to your higher self, though, you have a team of guys, heavenly helpers, whatever you want to call them, but divine guys, that gather to support you along the way. And they can be a variety of different categories, right? And depending on what you're going through in your life, what your personal soul group is, what your higher self needs and requires and desires at that time, you can see these spirit guides, this team of guides, more as project managers to support you in particular categories within your life, or themes, if you will. So those guides surround you and support you and stand by your side. They'll inspire you with ideas. They will help you to solve various problems. Some of them are, they have all different themes. So you have goddesses, you have ascended masters. So those are beings that have walked the earth as a human, but will not reincarnate again. So ascended masters would be Jesus, would be Moses, would be Princess Diana. There's a bunch of them. Saint Germain. Those guys are what Merlin. Those are all ascended masters. Okay. On the other side of that are the archangels and then the angelic realms. So the archangels are kind of like the grand poobah. You have Archangel Michael, Archangel Uriel, Archangel Gabriel, Haniel, Ariel. There's all sorts of them. And they all have various things that they govern over. And then in addition to that, you have bands of angels who can come and work with you and who will, like you can call in travel angels and say, I'm calling in a million angels to, fly with this plane as we fly, or to be with me on takeoff, or to get me, support me and protect me as I go from here to there. There's all kinds of abundance angels. You can kind of theme out whatever you want with angels. So that's a whole another category. Then you have the elementals. So that can be fairies, gnomes, those are the ones that are closest to the earth. They kind of straddle both worlds, and they are the master manifestors because they're here, they're kind of earthly beings as well. Sprites, there's water elementals that you'll find, by the sea and the ocean. There's elementals in the forest, in the trees, there's the plants. But they really govern the plant and animal kingdom. They get pissed off when you leave garbage. They get, they want to pick up after your dog, all those kinds of things. Now, in addition to those, you have the galactic energies. So those are the interplanetary energies, and there are they usually come in with technological upgrades, medical types of situations. Inventors get a lot of that. Anything that's going to progress society forward. AI, that's a very galactic kind of a project. The electric cars flying into space and doing all of that. People who have a lot of galactic energy are very attracted to Star Wars and Star Trek and, Battlestar Galactica and sci-fi, essentially, and they feel at home with that. Galactics also aren't particularly emotional, so they don't use the emotional apparatus of the body all that much. So someone like Steve Jobs, very galactic. Elon Musk, very galactic. they don't use a lot of emotion. They don't need it because they're using their energy and power for invention, right? For creating paradigm shifts. Michael Jackson was similar, paradigm shift. And these guys live way beyond their death, right? Michael Jackson might as well be alive. I saw like a 3-year-old dancing to his music, singing every lyric, knowing all the choreography on Instagram today. I was like, holy moly. And all the kids are, all of them, 0 to 100. Michael was still very much in the hearts and minds and pocketbooks of society. He was a legend, and he's continued. There's a legacy that he left that continues to have life breathing through it. You know, Steve Jobs, same thing. They leave a legacy. The legacy leavers. I just made that up, but that's a really good one. I'm going to have to write that in my next book. My book, by the way, is coming out soon. I am putting the finishing touches on that, which is why I've been a little sparse with the podcast, because I've been working so hard on that and all the things that go along with that. But I hopefully will have it out in the next month or two, and I'm very excited about it. So I think you're gonna love it. I put so much work into this, and it'll be good. I'm not going to even say what the title is yet, because we might shift it just a tiny bit more, but it's already been edited. It's ready to go to the book designer, and we should be on our way with that. So, but in any event, so you have these teams of guys, and the other part of those teams can be your ancestors. So you have two lineages. You have your biological lineage, so that would be like, you know, your heritage, and then you have your energetic lineage, right? So that's your soul group. So you have two lineages running neck and neck with each other. You can have ancestors from your biological, you know, your physiological lineage. They can be a part of it, so that, you know, past loved ones who've passed away and all that, even pets who've passed away. And you can also have parallel, you know, you can speak with your future self and versions of you that you're trying to move over to, and that we won't get into today. But the point is, you have a multifaceted team of guides that are working with you. The other one that most people don't know about is, if somebody has been an expert at something you're interested in and they've passed away, they can come in and support you in a project that's in their category. Like Wayne Dyer, I did feel his energy, and I actually got some messages from, I'm a channel, so I wasn't hallucinating, but I got some serious messages when I was trying to name my book from him. And it really helped. I could feel his energy very much so. So you can put together, let's say you have a project like you're writing a book, you can put together a council of energy, of guys who could be people who crossed over, but who were experts at the time. Like if you were going to go in a culinary contest, let's say you're trying to get your own show on Food Network, and you're going to go in some sort of contest, you might want to call in Julia Childs and the Galloping Gourmet and Michael Chiarella, who just recently passed away, God rest his soul. I loved him. I have all his cookbooks. So you might want to call in those guys and put together a team. And if you know how to channel and all of that, then that's available to you. But even if you don't, you can call on their energy to support you, and they'll communicate you. They will bring themselves to whatever level you're able to receive, right? So just at least you being aware that you can do that, that they're there, a lot, because they're there trying to help you, trying to get a word in edgewise. But if you don't know how, and you don't know what's going on, and you're, you know, kind of in the spin of just like physical, you know, wrestling with reality without considering your frequency first, you miss the messages. Your higher self and guys are sending you at least 100 messages a day. Your higher self easily 100 messages a day by in and of itself. But this team, this council, will be sending you messages as well. And so they change though. Okay, so as the earth upgrades, as your life upgrades, as you accomplish something, as you're going to the next vista in your world, right? Think high school to college, right? You're a senior in high school, and, you know, you're hot, you know what? And then just 2 months later, you end up in college and you're just a lowly freshman and nobody cares, you know, except your parents, right? So you have that changing of the guard. So the guidance counselor and all of your teachers and your beloved coaches and all that from high school stay with the high school. As you move on to your new vista, you have a whole new set of teachers, guides, RAs, you know, student life administrators, all those people, and new friends and what have you in the new college, right? So you graduated and your team of guidance graduates, right? And the guidance counselor from a college is going to be trying to get you to get the $100,000 job when you get out or get into grad school. The guidance counselor that's getting you in high school is getting you through fighting with your sister, dealing with your parents, divorce, or going to, you know, figuring out your college applications, right? So two different competency levels of guidance, right? They're category specific. So that's the physical side of that. On the energetic side of that, it's the same thing. As you elevate, or as the planet shifts and elevates, and there's more energy to be managed like we have now after all these eclipses and all this other stuff that's going on, your guides will change. And if you were the least bit sensitive and the least bit, you know, you sense your way through decisions and you sense whether you should go this way or that way or pick this or that, and you happen to be the least bit sensitive and your guides change, it's like taking all the plugs out of the wall and not being told that, right? And so all of a sudden you press the button, it's like coming into the house and there's no electricity. You're like, wait, what? So essentially, it's a power outage after the big storm, the solar eclipse and the Mercury retrograde. It's kind of like a power outage that you'd be going through. And so I saw in my 5D Academy so many people going through that type of feeling. And then, of course, people call me and reach out to me and DM me and, you know, ask me these types of questions like, what's going on? What's going on? It feels like it's beyond the eclipse. It's beyond, you know, eclipse was over, you know. And that's what's going on, is you're having a changing of your guides. So I'm a native New Yorker, and when you're sitting on a train going into New York City from, say, Jersey or even from Long Island, as that train that's ready to go through whatever's going to get it over the river or under the rivers, you know, the tunnels or whatever, as it goes through the tunnel, it changes rails. It changes from a mid rail to the side where the platform will be. And as it changes, you shift onto a different power, onto a different third rail. And so as you go through the switching station, in each car's lights go out as it changes the tracks. And then it reignites on the new track. So as we change guidance systems and our team of guides shifts, our power doesn't necessarily go out, but our ability to perceive these new guides stops, right? Because we're not used to it. Our neurons and our brain are trained to sense a certain way, and now that way has changed. So now, not only do you have to mentally be aware of it, but you have to physiologically adjust to it and get on a new track with these new guides. So that is why you might feel a sense of unexplainable loneliness. You might feel a little bit like abandoned. You might feel triggered by people rejecting you. You might feel triggered by people blinking their eyes and looking at you the wrong way, depending on how sensitive you are. But you'll find that things that you could sort of automatically explain and don't feel explainable anymore, or they just don't fit, or things just don't, the dress you thought you loved, it's just not there. Like the energy is just sucked out of everything because it's going to be reconnected in a much higher level, right? So you have to kind of learn the new lay of the land. And the first part of that is learning who this new team of guides are. Okay? So one of the things that you can do, the first thing, is energetic hygiene. And I start always when I start people in the academy, the very first thing you do is my Clearing the Way to Channel course, because that is where you just, you know, prep the garden to be planted. It is very hard to hear and feel and sense and know, have that sense of knowing if you're gunked up with past memories. If you're still talking about the guidance counselor, the ex-boyfriend, the ex-coach, the exes, and you're in the new school, as you're trying to make new friends and new, you know, connections and working with a new coach and all of that, it's not going to work, right? You have to let go of the old stuff in order to get the new stuff. So you might find a rapid letting go of things, things falling away, kind of like a dark night of the soul, a feeling of like a dark night of the soul, although it's not totally, it's a shifting of the energy. A dark night of the soul lasts longer. This shouldn't last too long, especially with this input that we're talking about now. So energetic hygiene, very important. There's four types of energetic hygiene. People think, you know, so there's meditation, there's like centering, there's clearing, there's cleansing, and there's protecting, shielding. And so you want to have, be doing something in those various categories, depending on what you're feeling led to. Centering is something like meditating. Meditation is really about sitting and receiving. That's not a time we're going to sit and visualize and ask for stuff. And meditation is, okay, I'm open to hearing your answers. If you're going to do a visualization session, then set up a separate session for that, right? But before you do try to get anything, what you want to do is clear everything. So you want to clear your house, you want to clear your car, you want to, you know, organize. That's why spring cleaning is a big, you know, we feel kind of drawn to that, because a lot of times these eclipse seasons and stuff are in the spring and Mercury retrograde. So that spring Mercury retrograde, it's like, it's kind of that draw, like, come on, let's go, let's let go of the old stuff. So cleaning out your physical, cleaning out your mental, like getting your to-do list down to, you know, a manageable amount. Your emotional clearings are very important to do. And your and for that, I would suggest something like tapping, Ho'oponopono. You can look these things up on YouTube. Those types of things are great for getting some of the, you know, the clearing stuff. Channeling with your higher self is probably the fastest way to get the answer that you need. It's not probably, it absolutely is. So channeling with your higher self, then you can also, if you know who these guides are that are the new guides for you, your higher self can let you know who some of them are. Even if you don't know exactly like the various categories or whatever, you can just say to the guides who are here for me now, you know, help me to understand you, recognize you, et cetera. And what do you have to, you know, tell me now? But that energetic hygiene piece, very, very important. The other thing you want to do is you want to drink a lot of water. You want to hydrate. You want to nurture yourself. And this is the time to get that facial, to take that hot salt bath, to get on that treadmill and just walk and let yourself sweat and let yourself just let go. It's a very powerful time for self-nurturing so that you can settle your nervous system down and your 3D mind can get out of the way. So instead of panicking that you can't seem to make heads or tails out of what's going on, you're sitting receptive and saying, show me. That should be like your mantra right now. Show me, right? Show me. And so your 5D frequency is paramount to be connected to that, to understand that everything, every message comes to you first through your energetic senses and then your physical. So you'll get an energetic message through one of the four clairs: clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, claircognizance. Clairvoyance is energetic sight, so that might be deja vu. You might get a vision of something. Clairaudience is energetic hearing, so you might hear lyrics of a song in your head or a little bit of a ringing in the ear. We might hear somebody's voice, like in the sense of you'll hear your mom's voice, so you'll hear the tones of somebody's voice, and that might bring a messenger for you. Claircognizance is energetic knowing. So you have that, I knew within every cell of my being. Like I didn't even have to think about it. I just picked up the phone and called and I knew. That's a claircognizance. And then clairsentience is that feeling in your solar plexus, like you can feel words. So it comes through, when you can sense the energy in the room, you can feel the communication through your body. So those four clears is where your higher self and all of your guides send messages to first. And then from there, then it goes to your physical body. So that's why you get nails in, you get goosebumps, or you get a feeling of lightness or a feeling of heaviness. This is a warning. You'll feel a whoosh feeling, like, oh yeah, I can feel, like, it feels to me like things are moving forward, or ooh, that feels really, really tight, really stuck. That's your physical body reacting to whatever that energetic warfare message was, right? So all that being said, taking time out to learn that your energetic fluency and being able to communicate, understand energetic communications going forward in this new kind of world that's configuring is paramount. This is why if you go on Instagram, you see all of the kids, all of these kids on TikTok and Insta constantly talking about this stuff. And I find it fascinating because they're talking about stuff that I know in my own circles we've been talking about for 25 years. But they're talking about it so much earlier. You know, the spirituality used to be a middle-aged thing. You have to go through a loss, a divorce, or somebody dying or whatever to sort of say, oh, there must be something more, lose a job or, you know, go through all that stuff. But these kids are like, you know, 20 years old. But they have a bunch of channeling 4-year-olds and 5-year-olds. It's fascinating to watch how the generations have upgraded. They're coming in at a higher frequency level. They're not putting up with doing a career they hate for 40 years because it's the right thing to do. They're saying, no, I'm going to be an internet entrepreneur, I'm going to be an influencer, you know, all of that stuff. So it's very fascinating to see. But it's very, very important for that energetic fluency. That should be a very high priority. I am, all that being said, I've opened my calendar because we're finishing up our big classes in the academy. So I'm going to take a couple of weeks and open up a new channeling session, individual one-on-one channeling session called The Changing of Your Guides. And you and I will get on a call for an hour, and I will let you know who these guides are, and I will let you know what they have to say, and I will give you more of a customized protocol of what you personally should do within your own situation to make this connection, to get your power pack back on with clarity and know exactly who's moved away and exactly who's coming in and how to interact with them and sort of give you a jump start to be on your way. And we just posted this and sent out an email about it, and I had a bunch of registrations today, but I wanted to do a podcast because I know I have a bigger group of you who may not be on Facebook or on my email list. You can go actually to theahaway.com to get on that email list. And you can, if you would like to do a session with me, it's an hour long, you can get more information by just sending me an email at support@ahamomentsinc.com, support@ahamomentsinc.com, and I'll be happy to send that over. They're not expensive by any means, and I think that it's important if you want to, you know, first of all, to get connected, go direct and not be kind of bumping around in the night hitting walls. You know, you just want to get that clarity so you can get on with things. I think it would be a great thing to do. I very rarely offer one-on-one sessions to people I'm not in the academy. Periodically, I'll do like maybe once a year, twice a year, I'll do something. And so I'm excited about this. This was channeled to me. I have not done this exact specific type of session in the past like this, and this was definitely channeled, and I'm excited to honor the request. So if you'd like a session and like to get more information, just support@ahamomentsinc.com. Okay, I'm just looking at my notes here. I think we're good with this for now. Going forward, like in the next day or so, take a hot salt bath if you can. If you can't, get some sea salt, keep it in your shower, and just after you do all your washing and shampooing and all those things, rub yourself down with salt and then rinse yourself, and that will help to clear any heavy energy and help get you some more clarity. or maybe not clarity, but at least relief, right? Because the relief will then give way to space in your brain and your head and your mind, and then there's a place to, you know, you want to make a space for your higher self and your new team of guides to get in there and say, hey, we're over here. Hey, this is the new, you know, types of signs and symbols and synchronicities we want to send to you. So what I mean by that too, one more little thing is, if you always said, oh, you know, when I see a blue butterfly, I know that's my blah, 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 letting my guardian angel letting me know that, you know, I'm okay or whatever, that might change. That symbol may not hold the same weight. It might be upgraded. And so so then all of a sudden you're like, I'm not seeing the blue butterflies. I'm not seeing the blue butterflies, but you're seeing like yellow canaries everywhere. And I don't know what those canaries mean, but I miss the blue butterflies. It might be that those canaries are the new sign, right? So this is why it's important to be able to journal, to be able to channel those guides, to recognize that you should ask those questions. You know, okay, who are you? Where are you? What do I need to know most right now? And if you want, you know, my help in doing that to get you jump started and to give you some of our customized protocol, we'll also be doing on those calls like a little bit of a 5D activation. We'll do a quick kind of meditation thing, little process, so we can get you plugged in and you can be on your way. All right? So I think that's it for now. I will be doing another show next week. I'm going to try to get back on a weekly schedule. It's just this book, boy. I tell you what. I look up and I'm like, whoa, it's been a while. Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry, but we're getting there. We're getting there. I can't wait for you guys to see all the new stuff coming out. Lots of new things on the horizon. So with all of that, I hope that you have a great rest of your week. Again, if you would like to get on our email list, theahaway.com, and if you have any questions or would like to get more information about the new session, the changing of the guide session, support@ahamomentsinc.com. All right? So I guess we can end with my motto, which is, you truly can have exactly what you want. You absolutely deserve it too. And in this new energy, anything is possible. Take care, everybody. Have a great night.